RNZ News at 6 o'clock. Kia ora, good morning, I'm Nicola Wright. Cyclist Aaron Gate has won the men's road race in Birmingham to become the first New Zealander to win four gold medals at a single Commonwealth Games. Gate also won three track cycling golds in the points race and the individual and team pursuits. He told Sky Sport it was a surreal feeling to cross the line first in the road race.
Hard to believe. I put my arms up and I just didn't actually know if it had really happened or not. It was bloody hard work those last three laps, and then when it came down to a sprint and I had the prime position to run at that line, I just, couldn't believe it.
New Zealand also won two bronze medals on the latest day in Birmingham. The White Ferns and Silver Ferns beat hosts England in their cricket and netball bronze medal matches. New Zealand has 47 medals, including 18 gold, to sit fourth on the table. It's the most gold medals New Zealand's ever won at a Commonwealth Games, passing the 17 golds from the 1990 Auckland Games. The National Party is defending including people with a sickness or disability in its new plan to get beneficiaries into work. National is proposing job coaches for beneficiaries aged under 25, an individual job plan, and benefit sanctions for those who fail to follow the plan. It would apply to people receiving job seeker support, including those who can't work due to a short-term health condition. National social development spokesperson Louise Upston is adamant.
We will not give up on a young person who has a health condition and a disability. We want to support them just as much as anyone else to break that cycle.
The Green Party says sanctions against beneficiaries don't encourage young people back into employment. The Green social development spokesperson Ricardo Menendez-March describes it as dog whistle politics. He says many long-term unemployed have health conditions, are caregivers, or are already doing voluntary work. Figures released to RNZ show only 9 nurses applied for residency in the first month of a new visa. Registered nurses were controversially excluded from a super fast track path and can apply for residency only after working in New Zealand for 2 years. The Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment says 9 applied in July. Nurses organisation Kai Whakahaere Kerenuku says 50 to 100 applications per month would be better.
We're seeing numbers of that amount leaving the country every month, so we've got to at least see that we're levelling out. So 9 isn't going to cut it when we look at the amount of New Zealand nurses that are leaving to go overseas.
The Health Minister, Andrew Little, says last month's tally is not yet known because there's a 20-working-day processing period for applicants. Israel and Palestinian militants have reportedly agreed to observe a truce in Gaza to end attacks since the weekend, which have killed at least 36 Palestinians. Officially, talks are still in progress, but the Egyptian proposed truce is expected to take place in the next few hours. The latest violence is the most serious flare-up between Israel and Gaza since an 11-day conflict in May 2021, which left more than 200 Palestinians and a dozen Israelis dead. Some people in the South Island will be waking to a blanket of snow this morning. Heavy snow and strong wind warnings remain in place for much of the island. Snow and ice have closed highways. State Highway 1 is shut south of Kaikoura at Hunderlea. No detour is available. Further south, State Highways 8 Taras to Ormarama and 85 Kyburn to Alexandra are closed, and motorists should take alternative routes. Met Service forecaster Aidan Peiselman says it may have fallen down to 100 metres above sea level across inland Canterbury and southern Marlborough, and he warns people to take care on their morning commute.
Make sure they've got appropriate layers of clothing and also driving conditions. Maybe for those folk further inland, driving may be slightly treacherous if there's a fair bit of snow on the ground.
The cold front moves up to the North Island today. Commemorations marking 80 years since the Battle of Guadalcanal are continuing in Solomon Islands. Delegations from the United States, Japan, New Zealand and Australia will remember those who gave their lives during the Second World War battle. Karoi Hawkins is in Honiara.
The Guadalcanal campaign was the first major land offensive by Allied forces against the Empire of Japan. An estimated 30,000 personnel died, and as many as three-quarters of the deaths were from tropical diseases and starvation. Events started yesterday as speakers with ties to those who fought and died there spoke of the importance of remembering their fathers and grandfathers. Today, delegates will gather for a ceremony at Bloody Ridge, also known as Edson's. The Solomon Islands government has declared the site a national park.
In sport, while New Zealand was claiming a record gold medal haul at the Commonwealth Games, Dame Lisa Carrington was winning her second title at the World Canoe Sprint Championships in Canada. She claimed a comfortable victory in the K1 200, finishing almost a full boat length ahead of her nearest rival. Yesterday, Carrington won the K1 500 title for the third time. Lydia Ko looks set for a top 10 finish at the Women's British Open in Scotland. She carded a final round 3-under par 68 to end on 5-under and set in a tie for 8th, with the leaders still on course at the year's final golf major. And in English soccer, new Manchester City signing Erling Haaland marked his Premier League debut with a double as the champions began their title defence with a 2-0 victory over West Ham. In other matches, Brighton beat Manchester United 2-1 and Leicester drew 2-2 with Brentford. That's the news.
Mulch, 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 mulch.
Want their dream garden? Want their lush lawn? Want delicious homegrown veggies? Coastal Landscape Supplies has it all. Top quality organic weed-free soil, mulch, compost, veggie mix and lawn mix to sow, re-sow, plant and grow. Available in bags or bulk. Coastal Landscape Supplies, trusted in Kapiti for over 25 years, Omahi Street, Waikanae. Don't forget your trailer, truck, or ask about the delivery service.
Mulch, 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 mulch.
Coast Access Radio weather, courtesy of Dominion Post.
Kia ora, good morning and welcome. Welcome to Monday. It is Monday, the 8th of August. It's the second Monday of the month, if that means something to you. 7 minutes past six is the time. The forecast for today, well, one of those sort of days, cloudy with occasional rain and fresh southeasterlies today. Aiming for highs, we'd be lucky to get 12 today. Got 16 yesterday. Overnight it will be, well, they reckon not too bad, 8 degrees. We take a look at the rest of the week for tomorrow, Tuesday, mostly cloudy with rain at times and fresh southerlies, 13. Come Wednesday, partly cloudy and southerlies, 11. Thursday, partly cloudy, southerlies, 10. And Friday, fine, southerlies dying away and 11. Still reminding us it's winter. So wrap up this week. It'll be cooler this week than last week. Now into Wellington, be prepared for rain at times and strong southerlies, gale in exposed places. They've been gusting 80, 85k already this morning. Just 9 degrees in the city. It'll feel more like about 2 or 3. Manawatu today, periods of rain, southerly, strong in exposed places, and 13. If you're venturing near the water today, out to sea, doesn't appear to be any gale warnings for our inshore waters, but there's a storm warning for Cook Strait, with 50 knot winds in the strait. Out to sea locally, our Kapiti recreational marine forecast for inshore waters from Waitereere to Pukerua Bay and out to Kapiti Island till midnight tonight. Southerly winds of 15 knots, but 20 south of Kapiti Island, becoming southeast. 10 knots, but 20 knots in the south this evening. Moderate sea in the south, cloudy with fair visibility and periods of rain. Northwest swell of a metre, easing to half a metre or less. Tomorrow, southerly 20 knots, rain at times, and a northwest swell of half a metre or less. As far as the tides go, next tide on the coast is low. It was high tide at 20 past 5 this morning. Low tide will be at 20 minutes to 12 this morning. Sunrise is getting earlier and earlier. I don't know how much we'll see of it this morning. 19 past 7 is sunrise, and the sun will set at 5:33. Currently, well, there's some rain in parts of the region. Other parts are dry. An odd sort of morning. There's been a fair bit of rain around southern parts of Horta Whenua, around the Manukau Ōhau area the last few hours, and some other bits haven't had much rain at all. The wind predominantly this morning, it's turning, if you can say that. It's a southwesterly, 19 to 33 kilometres per hour, pressure at 1,011 and 82% humidity. Now, around the place this morning, 7 degrees in Pukerua Bay, 9 in Paikakariki and Ōtaki. Most of Horta Whenua around 8.5 or 9 degrees, Levin, Foxton and Shannon, Palmerston North 10. Wellington City at the moment, oh, there's a fair bit of rain falling, and the southerly 50 to 85 kilometres per hour in town, believe it or not. Just 6 degrees, but feels more like about zero. Waikanae is showing 9.5 and 9 degrees currently in Poroporomu. Take care on the roads this morning. Weather's likely to even get worse if you're heading further south. that it is at the moment. Just drive with care. A few people have reported some surface water and flooding around parts of the Cuckoo area, just south of Levin, a fair bit around Ōhau and Manukau early this morning. A lot of that's already subsided and drained away, so just take care. Most of that flooding has gone from the State Highway 1 and surrounding areas. So State Highway 1 is okay. It's all open through Hautawhenua Kapiti. If you're heading further south this morning, traffic starting to build up a little bit through Transmission Gully, but no major problems, and quite wet and windy into the city this morning. So just drive to the conditions, please. Other roads are open. Rimutaka Hill Road, they're expecting maybe a bit of sleet and possibly some light snow on top of Rimutaka Hill this morning. If you're heading towards Wairarapa, take care. No problems at the moment through the desert road. Other roads at this stage are open, just continuing roadworks around the place that you're used to. Let us know if you come across anything else. But the main highways, State Highway 1, State Highway 59, and other roads open. Now, I just spoke with Murray at train control this morning. I won't tell you what he said about the All Blacks. We'll keep that to ourselves. Thanks, Murray. He said the Metlink services, Kapiti to Wellington, Waikato to Wellington, are running to schedule this morning. The Capital Connection's waiting to go at 6:15, and hopefully the generator car is functioning normally. You can't guarantee it, but he said the train will be on time. Capital Connection and Metlink services, the units will be replaced by buses between Porirua and Wellington tonight through to Wednesday for scheduled maintenance. Local buses are fine. Now, Kapiti Coast Airport, Air Chathams should get away at 5 to 7 from the airport to Auckland. See, there's a Sounds Air flight due out at 10. That's an unusual time for it to depart to Blenheim, 10. It's coming in just after 9:30 this morning. So if they change the timetables there. Now, Wellington Airport, one of the early international flights to Melbourne, 6 o'clock flight to Melbourne, I see has been cancelled, didn't come in last night. Early flight to Christchurch delayed about 15 minutes, 6:30 now 6:45, and a bit further down the board, the Gisborne flight at 9:05, departing at 10:15, and there's an Air New Zealand flight at 10:45 to Auckland NZ420, which is also showing on the board as cancelled. Now that's it, so maybe some disruptions. Ferry sailings across Cook Strait at the moment seem to be on time at this stage. Bluebridge and Inter-Islander, although there's a message that says they're expecting strong winds and high swells in the strait over the next 2 or 3 days. So there may well be some delays with the ferries later on. But at the moment, they're expected to sail to schedule. So that's it. Commuter information here at Coast Access Radio, your local community access station for Monday, 8th of August, 6:13. Let's have our world news now from DW.
This is DW News, live from Berlin. Hopes of a truce to end 3 days of conflict between Israel and the Palestinians. Israeli attacks have killed dozens of people in Gaza as the two sides exchanged rocket fire. Hundreds more civilians are injured. Also coming up, a second convoy of ships loaded with grain leaves Ukraine's Black Sea ports. But the first cargo aimed at easing the global food crisis has yet to reach its destination in Lebanon. And China winds down military exercises, which Taiwan sees as a dress rehearsal for an invasion. We gauge reaction to the show of force by the communist superpower. I'm Rahila Mohammed. Welcome to the program. Mediators in Egypt say a truce between Israel and the Palestinians should have come into effect in the last few minutes. The ceasefire aims to end 3 days of rocket fire by both sides. The region has seen the biggest escalation in violence in over a year. At least 31 people have been killed in the Gaza Strip, including several children. A warning, our report contains some disturbing images.
At this hospital morgue, distraught relatives collapse with grief as they find the bodies of their children. Palestinian health authorities have blamed their deaths in Jabalia in northern Gaza on Israeli aggression. But Israel says a stray rocket fired from Gaza was responsible. The strike is one of hundreds, as both sides trade blows. Like past conflicts, it is the people living in the Palestinian territory who are suffering most, Dozens have been killed and hundreds injured, and homes destroyed.
They hit the house with 5 or 6 rockets. There were body parts on the ground. It was horrifying. They target helpless people who think they are safe in their homes. They target children and the elderly. They don't show mercy. And who can we complain to?
Israel launched the strikes as part of what it calls a preemptive operation against imminent attacks from the Palestinian militant group Islamic Jihad. Two of the group's most senior leaders in Gaza have since been killed, and dozens of alleged members arrested in the West Bank. Palestinian militants have been firing back into southern Israel. For the first time in over a year, air raid sirens were heard in Jerusalem, where pilgrims are visiting the Temple Mount for Tisha B'Av, a holy day in the Jewish calendar. The site is also home to the Al-Aqsa Mosque, a point of conflict between the two sides that could escalate tensions even further.
Well, let's go to Jerusalem and speak to DW's Tanya Kramer. What more do we know about this truce? Is it confirmed?
Well, it has been at least widely reported here in the Israeli media that there should be a ceasefire kicking in at 8 p.m. here local time, but we have no official confirmation here yet as I speak to you here. Actually, just shortly before 8 o'clock, there has been a rocket barrage towards Tel Aviv, towards the center of Israel, and also there have been, you know, constant also air raids earlier the whole afternoon, and a lot of rockets coming out of Gaza. So we have to wait and see actually whether, you know, a quiet will kick in. This ceasefire would have been then negotiated by a mediator, by Egypt mainly and other actors, but again, we don't know yet, you know, what are the whether it kicks in now at this time in the evening, and what are the conditions that have been negotiated.
And Tanya, there have been reports of tensions at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound. What have you been hearing about that?
Well, there was a lot of concern, especially in Israel, that this Jewish holiday, Tisha B'Av, that happened today, it's now coming to an end. It's usually a day for religious Jewish people to mourn and to fast as well, in commemoration of the destruction of the temple. And it has become somehow also politicized in recent years because ultra-nationalist Israelis are using this day to go up to the Temple Mount, which is also known as the Haram al-Sharif or the Al-Aqsa compound for Muslims. And that is seen as a provocation. There was also a far right-wing politician that went up to the Temple Mount in the morning. And there was a lot of concern that this could further inflame actually what is happening in Gaza. But there were scuffles, there were a lot of people going up to the Temple Mount, but it didn't have a direct impact on the conflict between Gaza and Israel.
And how much has the role of this military operation played in the upcoming Israeli elections?
Well, that question has been asked here also many times because it seems that, you know, there are a lot of elections in Israel and there are also a lot of military operations, and some of them have been launched when elections were coming up. But I think it's still too early to tell. It is true that Mr. Lapid, who is the prime minister of a caretaker government, he doesn't have the same credentials in not as a Mr. Security as we have known previous prime ministers like Benjamin Netanyahu, for example. But I think, you know, it's still too early to tell because we have to see whether there is a ceasefire. Will the ceasefire hold? What are possibly the concessions that maybe Israel has made? What are the conditions to see what voters think about all of this?
All right, that is Tanya Kramer speaking to us in Jerusalem. Thank you, Tanya. I'm joined now by Amal Deeb from DW Arabic. It's good to have you with us. So could this proposed truce mean the end of the latest flare-up of violence?
Well, it depends if the truce comes into effect in the next hours or not. As the reporter from Jerusalem just said, there hasn't yet been confirmations that this truce is actually happening. Just moments ago, some sources said that the Islamic Jihad group has not yet gotten any guarantees from the Egyptian mediators that Israel will respect its conditions for the truce. So it is yet to see in the next hours whether this truce will actually happen, whether this ceasefire will be successful. And if that is the case, it will take a bit of time, maybe a few more days, to actually tell whether this truce has been successful or not.
Amal, just bring us back and remind us what triggered this latest escalation.
Well, earlier this week, Israel has conducted raids in the occupied Palestinian West Bank, in the occupied West Bank, and has arrested a major leader for the Islamic Jihad group, and then to which the Islamic Jihad group responded that it will, or threatened that it will respond to that, and Israel then on Friday launched what it called a preemptive military operation to stop the group from following through its threats. And as we enter or finish actually the third day of this operation, of this escalation between Israel and the militant group in Gaza, it is yet to see whether these whether Israel actually succeeded in stopping the group from following through its threats.
And so where does this leave the Palestinian armed group Islamic Jihad? Does it still pose a threat?
Well, Israel did actually manage to assassinate two of its major leaders in Gaza during this operation. Some military depots or reservoirs have been destroyed during this operation. It says that it did actually managed to destroy some of its military base. But Islamic Jihad is not the largest group, militant group in Gaza. In fact, Hamas is the largest military group in Gaza, which has the biggest military equipment and infrastructure. So whether this relatively smaller group than Hamas has been neutralized or its military force has been, put into a halt is a question that remains to be answered, depending on how the next days follow up and whether this truce comes to to an end or to will it be successful or not, and how the group will respond to that.
Okay, Amal Dib speaking to us from DW Arabic. Thank you so much. Now, the first ship carrying Ukrainian grain to Lebanon has not arrived yet. Ukraine says the Rozhony is delayed. A second convoy of grain ships has now left ports on the Black Sea. The four vessels are carrying nearly 170,000 tons. The shipment is part of a deal between Ukraine and Russia set up by Turkey and the United Nations. The joint center in Istanbul is overseeing the transport of food products to countries where they are desperately needed. Well, DW's Matthias Bullinger is in Kyiv, and he says there's progress on lifting Russia's blockade on Ukrainian grain.
Yeah, the first ship has left in the beginning of the week, then another three followed on Friday, and now that's the third time ships are leaving these ports, the second convoy, and this means that half of the ships that were stuck in these ports since the beginning of the war have now left. Another eight are waiting to leave, and then ships should be coming in to shuttle grain from the Ukrainian ports to other ports in the world, to Turkish or other ports. The first one of these empty ships has already arrived, and it will be loaded in the next few days. If all of this works, then Ukraine would be able, one has to say, because there are lots of insecurities about that, to ship out all the grain that they want to sell within 8 or 9 months. So this is a long-term scheme that would need to work really for several months uninterrupted in order to achieve the goal of bringing the grain that Ukraine has in its stocks and that is harvesting this summer to the world.
Well, let's take a look at some other stories making headlines around the world. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in South Africa on a five-country tour aimed at countering the influence of Russia. Blinken flew to Johannesburg after visiting Cambodia and the Philippines. South Africa remains neutral over the war in Ukraine. Police in Brazil's capital have arrested a German diplomat on suspicion of killing his husband. The suspect told Brazilian authorities that his partner, a Belgian national, fell and hit his head after becoming ill. But investigators say the victim was severely beaten. The United States has accused China of irresponsible actions following its air and sea drills around Taiwan. Beijing says it's ending 4 days of exercises that began after the U.S. House Speaker's controversial visit to Taiwan. The government there says China's drills simulate an invasion of the island. It sent out aircraft and warships in response.
Do you suffer stiff and tense joints and muscles? Stop suffering now. Use Action Balm. It's all natural in a no-fuss roll-on. Stop suffering stiff and tense joints and muscles. Use Action Balm. Call
Karen
or
Robin
0800-633-147. 0800-633-147.
We are Action Balm New Zealand. Call now.
Good morning, it's Monday. This is Coast Access Radio. It's 26 past 6. More news from PMN News shortly at 6.30. We'll check weather for the central region, main centres as well. Bit of snow around in places too. It seems bitterly cold in the South Island. Some of that may arrive here, although we seem to be more sheltered, we being Kapiti, Hauriwhenua, as opposed to Wellington at the moment. Very, very strong winds into the city if you're heading south. Transmission Gully, as soon as you get over the Wainui Saddle, whoosh. So just take a wee bit of care, if you wouldn't mind, please. And there have been reports of some surface water, surface flooding around parts of Hauriwhenua in the early hours of this morning. A lot of that may have drained away by now. Take care. Well, this seems appropriate because a lot of people will use this substance first thing in the morning, I suppose, to get going. Hey. A little Benny Bell.
I have a sad story to tell you. It may hurt your feelings a bit. Last night when I walked into my bathroom, I stepped in a big pile of shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day and you'll always look keen. I think I'll break off with my girlfriend. Her antics are queer, I'll admit. Each time I say, darling, I love you, she tells me that I'm full of shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day and you'll always look keen. Our baby fell out of the window. You think that her head would be split. But good luck was with her that morning. She fell in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. An old lady died in a bathtub. She died from a terrible fit. In order to fulfill her wishes, she was buried in 6 feet of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. When I was in France with the army, one day I looked into my kit. I thought I would find me a sandwich, but the darn thing was loaded with shaving cream. Be nice and clean, shave every day and you'll always look keen. And now, folks, my story is ended. I think it is time I should quit. If any of you feel offended, stick your head in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen.
Sayandravinaka, I'm Nemai Vudango. The National Party aims to get under 25-year-olds off the benefit and into jobs as they begin their build-up to election 2023. Leader Christopher Luxon says it makes no sense that businesses are crying out for workers, yet there are 34,000 under 25-year-olds receiving the job seeker benefit. Luxon says the party will not tolerate this human waste potential or the unfairness of taxpayers' money spent on welfare for people who could be working.
The National Government will not keep funding failure by government departments. If government departments can't deliver, we'll find someone else who can, because we care about outcomes. We will bring community providers into the mix, redirecting some funding from the Ministry of Social Development and getting community providers to do the job instead.
Waitematā's Pacific Director of Health warns the global pandemic is far from over, despite a decline in the number of community cases. Dr. Josephine Herman says Pacific vaccination rates are in the 90s, but booster rates are slow due to the wait times in between shots. She says the BA4 and BA5 sub-variants of Omicron are still a major concern for many other countries.
COVID's not gone yet. We need to stay on guard and wait and watch because of what we are seeing over with the number 5, number 4 still creating issues and problems for the rest of the world. So not over yet, because we have boosted ourselves. For many of us, it gives us the opportunity to get part of our lives back again.
Pacific Islands forum leaders are set to meet with United States President Joe Biden next month as Washington accelerates its diplomatic efforts to counter China's growing presence in the region. U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman, who's on a whirlwind Pacific tour, has confirmed President Biden's meeting with Pacific leaders at the White House next month. The daughter of former U.S. President John F. Kennedy had the opportunity to meet the family of the Coast Guard watcher who rescued her father during the Second World War. Kennedy served with the U.S. forces in the Solomon Islands to stop the Japanese invasion in one of the bloodiest conflicts in the Pacific. U.S. Envoy Caroline Kennedy attended the 80th anniversary of the Solomon Islands campaign in Honiara at the weekend. Sir Bruce Saunders of the Solomon Scouts and Coast Watchers Trust says they played a significant role in the victory at Guadalcanal.
If it wasn't for the Solomon Scouts and Coast Watchers, there would be no Guadalcanal. And if there was no Guadalcanal, there would have been no victory in the Pacific. You know, they played a role that was significant in giving advance warning. They provided a network throughout the islands for safety and also saving downed airmen and seamen.
To the Commonwealth Games, the Silver Ferns have won bronze at the Commonwealth Games after beating England 55-48. It's an important morale boost for the side after a heavy loss to Jamaica knocked them out of a shot at gold. Australia currently lead the medals tally with 62 gold, followed by England with 54 and Canada with 23. For more Pacific news and sport, go to pmnews.co.nz.
Hi.
Hey, Lucy. Whakarongo mai, Lavinians. Hey, are you a bit lazy like me? Oh, wait, I mean forgetful. Yeah, forgetful. Well, whether you're lazy, forgetful, or maybe a full bin is really too hard for you to wrangle. See what I did there, really? Anywho, Lucy's lovely lavender bins are still available in Levin. And the beauty about this service, apart from sexy looking bins, Lucy's team will collect the bin and empty it for you. No remembering which day is bin day and getting it to the curb on time. Lucy's has a date with your bin, so they'll find it and empty it. You just fill it and forget. Call Lucy's Bins today, 0508 787 753, 0508 787 753, or Google Lucy's Bins to learn more.
Coast Access Radio weather, courtesy of the Dominion Post.
Atamaria, welcome to Monday, the 8th of August, 26-7. It is, it's going to be cooler this week than it was last week. 16 degrees yesterday, won't get anywhere near that this week. Today, cloudy with occasional rain for Hauora Whenua and Kapiti. Fresh southeasterlies and a high of 12 today. 8 overnight tonight. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, rain at times, fresh southerlies and 13. And then it dries up. Wednesday, partly cloudy southerlies, but just 11. And even colder on Thursday, partly cloudy southerlies and 10. Thursday, Friday, fine, southerlies dying away, and 11. Into Wellington City, rain at times. Strong southerlies gale in exposed places gusting 100k. 9 degrees in the city. Good luck with that. And for Palmerston, North Manawatu today, periods of rain southerly strong in exposed places and 13. Around central New Zealand today, in Whanganui, periods of rain southeasterly strong in exposed places 14. New Plymouth and Taranaki today, much the same, periods of rain southeasterly strong about the south coast 14. For Masterton, Wairarapa today, periods of rain southerly strong in exposed places and 10. Hawke's Bay, a few showers, but rain in the south, southeasterlies 15. In Blenheim and Marlborough today, rain, snow level 300 metres, they say, southerlies gale in exposed places gusting 90k and 9. Now, if you're off to Auckland today, at least it's a little warmer, but they're still expecting some of that fog around in Auckland. Today, morning fog, then a few showers from afternoon, turning to rain in the evening, light winds, with a nice 17 today. Christchurch, forget it. Rain, strong southeasterlies, 6, might be a bit of snow around in Dunedin also. Snow to low levels in easterly and 6 degrees in Dunedin. Now out to sea today, they say there's a storm warning in operation for Cook Strait, but no wind warning for our inshore waters. If you're going near the coast today, northwest swell of a metre easing to half a metre or less inshore. Tide was high at about 20 past 5. It'll be low tide at 20 to 12 this morning. And the sun will be up at 19 past 7, sunset at 5.33, 27 minutes to 6. So the days are lengthening at the moment. There's a bit of cloud cover for some in Kapiti. There's been a fair bit of rain in Hauruwhenua. It's a bit of a finger of rain, more in Hauruwhenua than Kapiti, for whatever reason this morning. And some very heavy falls in Wellington, I can see. At the moment here we have a moderate southerly, 19 to 33 kilometres per hour pressure, 1,011, 82% humidity. Pukenua Bay 7, 9 in Paikakariki and 9 in Otaki, 8.5 in Levin, Foxton and Shannon 8. Wellington City at the moment, well, they say it's 5.5 degrees with some heavy rain and a very strong southerly, 50 to 85 kilometres per hour, feels like minus 1 at the moment. In Waikanae 9 and Poroporomu now 8.5. Traffic starting to build up wee bit on the main highway, State Highways 1 and 59, so just be aware of that, please. Haven't heard of any major problems, no crashes or accidents that we're aware of at this stage, but just getting busy and getting quite windy as soon as you go up the Wainui Saddle. A couple of people said on transmission, Kali, the southern end pass there, whoosh, there you go, the strong winds, very strong, buffeted on transmission, Gully, and quite windy in places also further south into town, so take care. A little bit of flooding early this morning around the Kuku area, Manukau, Ōhau, just south of Levin. Most of that has gone, but a few people have posted some interesting photos of flooding from the early hours of this morning. But State Highway 1 is fine, and State Highway 59 is all good. Expecting a bit of maybe some sleety snow on the Dimataka Hill Road through the day, so just beware. But at the moment, all the other roads are open, no problems on the desert road at this stage. Take care, usual roadworks around the place, and just starting to build up. I can see on the web cameras into the city area. As far as the trains go this morning, Murray says everything's running to schedule on the Kapiti line, the Metlink services, the Capital Connection. I noticed they've got a Plimmerton service which has been cancelled, but the trains out of Waikanae are all operating to timetable this morning, with one or two of those other services cancelled. It's possible that some of the Waikanae trains that are normally express may stop at all stations, so be aware of that. But Capital Connection's left, that's all good. Buses are fine. Air Chatham should get away at 5 to 7 from Kapiti Coast Airport. Sounds Air a little bit later this morning in from Blenheim, just after 9.30, and then back out at 10. They've altered the timetable a little bit. One or two cancelled flights showing up on the board at Wellington Airport. Early flight to Melbourne, Air New Zealand flight, was cancelled this morning. Also an Air New Zealand flight to Hamilton at 6.30, now showing as cancelled. The Gisborne flight at 9.05 is now departing at 10:15. The 10:45 flight this morning, NZ420 to Auckland, is also showing as cancelled on the board. With the ferry sailings, at the moment, they're sailing to schedule. Could change because of the strong winds and heavy swells forecast for the next couple of days in Cook Strait. But at this stage, everything on time. So that's it. Commuter information here at Coast Access Radio, your local community access station for this Monday, the 8th of August, 20 minutes to 7. Sad to hear of the passing of the voice of the Seekers, Judith Durham. And I believe Judith Durham is being given a state funeral in Australia. So maybe some music of the Seekers through the morning, eh, on this Monday?
Monday, it bites the big one, Monday. Sure bites the big one, Monday. It bites the big one.
Oh. You're listening to Todd Zehner for Breakfast on Coast Access Radio 104.7 FM.
The door like the light, we'll stay home tonight, far away from the bustle and the bright city lights. Let them all fade away, just leave us alone, and we'll live in a world of our own. We'll build a world of our own that no one else can share. All our sorrows
the wonderful voice of Judith Durham and the Seekers. Sad to hear of Judith Durham's passing over the weekend at the age of 79. Yes, it looks like a state funeral for Judith Durham too. 17 to 7 at Coast Access Radio, Monday the 8th of August. Good morning, Todd Zehner for Breakfast. Hope your weekend went well. Fair bit of sport to watch. It wasn't the best of weekends for some of our teams, but a couple redeemed themselves at the Commonwealth Games. As far as the All Blacks go, well, we wait and see what happens this weekend in the second test. Did we suddenly start throwing the knives now? A lot of people have been throwing them anyway. Now, if your business, for example, is not performing, do you politely try and move your staff on? Manage it that way, or do you resign? Interesting. 16 to 7, we'll have a look at the paper in just a moment. Now, today should be the day that the Waikanae Service Centre reopens, at the Waikanae Library. The library itself is reopened. The Service Centre should be back in operation as of today in Waikanae and Mahara Place. I can't see anything to the contrary about that. The Kapiti Coast District Council website, I haven't had any other information, but today should be back to almost normal. The Waikanae Service Centre at Waikanae Library. We'll see. In today's Dominion Post newspaper, first years drop out is the headline. Starters and dropouts. Equivalent full-time students who began qualifications in 2021 and the number who quit. So read up about that. More than a third of Welltech first-year students dropped out last year, according to official figures. So that's the front page story and through page three. And also on the front page, silence over war's real toll. Story of Ukraine and what possibly isn't being reported. Couple of interesting front page stories there. Page two, no free ride for beneficiaries. This is all about the National Party conference from the weekend and what Christopher Luxon has had to say about that. It also carries on to page three, new leaf for Luxon's National. New president also being announced, Sylvia Wood, the new National Party president. I had a funny feeling she had connections through Kapiti somewhere. That's pages 2 and 3. Page 4, the lotto numbers. Oh, lotto. Speaking of lotto, second division, my lotto winner to Horta Whenua. So do you play lotto online in Horta Whenua? Well, someone has won big with lotto. And when I say win big, second division, $39,661. Woo! Horta Whenua. Check your tickets. First division didn't go here. Pelosi poking the bear with Taiwan visit, according to Sir John Key. He had a fair bit to say on the Q&A program. I guess that's where they've got the story from, pages 4 and 5. Rain and cold for the North Island. Heavy snow and biting winds in the south are expected to stick around today as the cold snap reaches further north. Wellington getting hit at the moment. Family mourns dad, presumed dead. From the West Coast, this is the story about the light plane crash in the Southern Alps. Timaru crash, five families remember on the first anniversary of the horror crash, which killed five Timaru teenagers. A cross was installed at the site to remember the boys. And the man at the centre of the police standoff remains in hospital. This is the story out of Levin. It affected a fair number of people. Reported as being in a moderate condition at Palmerston North Hospital yesterday. They've actually named him. I'm not going to read the name. A lot of people know who he is. They've named him in the paper, so get the paper and have a look yourself on page 5. Page 7, building over sewage line described as highly risky, you think? Wellington's main sewer line, which was built in the 1890s, should be considered brittle and should not be built over. And also a $1 million land story on the market in Lyell Bay, Wellington. More news on page 9, a sad story about a 12-year-old girl who dies during a run at an Auckland park last week. And more news on page 10, government slated over oncology shortage in the health sector. Wellington's creative voice, page 11 onwards. Interesting cartoon on page 13 about the All Blacks. Fair enough. Lead us to the editor, page 14. At least one local there, Selwyn from Waikanae with a local story. And then more sport, I suppose there'll be analysis. There's a photo of Ian Foster looking up. The caption says, heaven help us. Ian Foster, All Black coach, finds positives as All Blacks slump to yet another sorry defeat, this time to South Africa. If you missed it yesterday, 26-10. Kane, as in Sam Kane, laments shortcomings but keeps the faith. Well, you have to, don't you? You have to show that there's one more game to go in South Africa. Then a lot of Commonwealth Games news, gosh. Doing very well. Thank you very much. Is today the last day of Commonwealth Games? So read up about that. A few Kiwis in action today and read up all about who has the medals up until the point they printed the paper, I suppose. And then again, turn more pages. Key questions from All Blacks' loss answered, how the All Blacks rated. I think just glancing quickly down again, Artie Savia was the top rater. Again, another sport, golf, motorsport, canoeing, rugby league. Oh, the Warriors again. The Wallabies also had a pretty good victory against Argentina. Football season has started. English Premier League. NPC as well. Manawatu got soundly beaten by Canterbury and Palmerston North in the weekend. And Wellington just pipped Bay of Plenty at the stadium yesterday, if you missed that. More basketball, more rugby. Gosh, a heck of a lot in today's paper, a Monday paper. That's good. Let's get your Don Post and check it all out. On sale at good outlets. 10 to 7 it is at Coast Access Radio. A cool sort of day and likely to be much cooler this week than last week. Tanya says she hasn't heard the train as yet go by. Murray said it was leaving on time. Maybe the wind is taking the sound away. Metlink services seem to be on time. And if you're heading into the city this morning, very windy in town. Still might be some good puddles of water around with some heavy rain overnight early this morning in parts of Hauraferua as well. Around the Cuckoo area, Orhau. 9 minutes to seven already at Coast Access Radio Monday. Monday, you want a nice snuggle song for 4.5 minutes? You can have this if you like from the Cranberries. wonderful voice of Dolores O'Gordian and the Cranberries. Nothing like a do-do-do first thing in the morning ode to my family at Coast Access Radio. 4 minutes to seven. A quick note from the Coastlands Aquatic Centre. They're open as per normal. They say their normal term time timetable has now resumed as school term lessons have started up once again. So everything more or less back to normal at the Coastlands Aquatic Centre and their normal early times that they're open. They just remind you that on Wednesdays, no aqua jogging lanes from 7 o'clock on Wednesday evenings. And on Tuesdays, baby and toddler time from 9:45 till 10:30 in the morning. So the Coastlands Aquatic Centre is available. Ōtaki, as you're probably aware, is closed, isn't it, at the moment for maintenance. So Coastlands Aquatic Centre may just be a little busier for the next couple of months. 3 minutes to seven. Stay warm.
Hi, Owen here from Auto Super Shop Cavity. Some may know us as Woodman Automotive, Mahi Street, Waikanae. I've been in the game now for over 50 years, and together, our team, we've got over 150 years of experience in our workshop, and with the latest tools and diagnostics to really look after your vehicle. Remember us, Auto Super Shop Cavity, 04-293-7651.
It's the place to stop your Auto Super Shops. 3 to 7, Coast Access Radio, stand by for the 7 o'clock RNZ News and Sport. We'll update weather and traffic for you. Catch up with Nigel Hopkins. Bit of local sport. I see Horta Whenua Kapiti had a good pre-season win in rugby at Levin Domain over, is it Central Hawke's Bay? That's all good. Word of the day, the birthday list, and today in history all coming up on this Monday. And the music of the group Glass Bottle. A little bit of time to get dressed and get motivated. 2 minutes to seven, Coast Access Radio.
Got no time to stop and speak to friends passing by. Got no strength to wipe away the tears from my eye. I don't care what's going on. Only know she's gone and the sun don't shine anymore. And I don't feel fine anymore. Cause she such sadness now in each place I go. Other people laughing, still I just wouldn't know. Never stop to see who's there. Once I used to care, but the sun don't shine anymore. Cause she ain't mine anymore. It takes up all my time just trying to be alone. Used to take an interest in the state of the world. Now I only know how much I'm missing that girl. Hope the world will understand. I can't lend a hand cause she ain't mine anymore. And I don't be mine anymore. Cause she ain't.
RNZ News at 7 o'clock. Ata Marie, good morning. Ko Nicola Raitaho. Cyclist Aaron Gate has won the men's road race in a sprint to claim a record fourth gold medal and lift the New Zealand team to its biggest ever gold medal haul at a Commonwealth Games. Gate is the first New Zealander to win four golds at a single Commonwealth Games after also taking three track cycling titles. And a short time ago, Paul Cole and Joelle King won the squash mixed doubles title. New Zealand now has a record 19 gold medals in Birmingham, eclipsing the 17 golds won at the 1990 Auckland Games. Gates told Sky Sport he wasn't sure if he was going to be able to keep up with the leading bunch as they neared the end of the road race.
The last two laps, my legs were just constantly cramping every time I got out of the saddle or changed position, and then I tried to clip my foot out to stretch my quad with a few K to go, and nearly my hamstring nearly cramped up, so I was literally on the razor edge of getting to the line, and yeah, just couldn't believe it.
The White Ferns cricketers and Silver Ferns netballers won bronze medals on what is the penultimate day of action in Birmingham, with both teams defeating hosts England to end their games on a high after being beaten in the semi-finals. National has delivered a promise to end what it says is a free ride for beneficiaries who don't want to work. Leader Christopher Luxon unveiled the policy at the party's annual conference, also saying those on the JobSeeker benefit in a time of acute labour shortages would get direct individual support. Here's our political editor, Jane Patterson.
It was a high-stakes weekend for Mr. Luxon as he fronted his first conference as leader. Under the Welfare That Works policy, there'd be job coaches to get people into work with contracted community providers, with a $1,000 incentive bonus for some, but cuts to benefits if people don't stick to the plan. The government's lambasted the policy as oversimplified and out of touch, saying there's no evidence it would work. About 100,000 people who are able to work are on the JobSeeker benefit, about 10% fewer than the previous year, but 60% more than when Labor took office in 2017.
The Green Party says sanctions do not encourage young people back into employment. Social development spokesperson Ricardo Menendez-March says National is missing the point.
A large proportion of these groups have health conditions or are doing work, such as caregiving or volunteer work in the community. So I think their dog whistle politics of simply speaking of the number of young people on the benefit without actually understanding the conditions that these people are living in.
Ricardo Menendez-March says beneficiaries should be encouraged to follow their aspirations and find long-term work. The police say there is an ongoing incident in the Waikato town of Te Aroha. They don't say what the incident is, but ask people to avoid picking up hitchhikers in the area. Police say they have an increased presence there, and anyone who sees suspicious behaviour should call 111 immediately. The Ukrainian nuclear authorities have accused Moscow of committing an act of nuclear terrorism by launching a new rocket attack on the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. On Saturday, the head of the UN nuclear watchdog, Rafael Grossi, said he was increasingly alarmed about the risk of disaster. The BBC's Bethany Bell reports.
In a statement, Mr. Grossi said experts from the IAEA had made a preliminary assessment that the current situation at Zaporizhia seems stable, with no immediate threat to nuclear safety. He said the IAEA would continue to closely monitor the progress of repairs and any nuclear safety implications at the site. He said military action jeopardizing the safety of the plant was completely unacceptable and must be avoided. He repeated his call for IAEA experts to be allowed to visit the facility.
Temperatures plummeted across the South Island overnight and a chilly day's ahead for many places. Heavy snow and strong wind warnings remain for much of Te Waipounamu as snow continues to fall across inland parts of Canterbury and Marlborough. Met Service forecaster Aidan Peiselman says the temperatures are here to stay.
It's looking like a pretty cold week. It's a really decent cold outbreak. So a lot of southern places are going to only see single digit maximums and some minimums around the -4, -5 degree type mark, which is well below average for time of year.
Waka Kotahi says the snowfall is affecting several areas in Otago and Canterbury, with disruption expected for the next few days. A handful of state highways are already closed due to snow and ice, including State Highway 8 through the Lindis Pass and from Fairlie to Twisel, State Highway 85 between Kyburn and Alexandra, State Highway 1 is closed near Kaikoura and also north out of Dunedin to Waitati. Waka Kotahi's journey manager Tresca Forrester told Morning Report if motorists need to travel, they should check conditions before setting off. And a thick blanket of fog is causing havoc for travellers at Auckland Airport. Already 13 domestic regional flights have been cancelled. Passengers are being told to expect further delays and cancellations. New Zealand's Defence Force personnel have remembered those who served in Solomon Islands during the Second World War. The contingent led by Defence Minister Penny Henare were attending commemorations to mark the 80th anniversary of the Battle of Guadalcanal at the US Memorial at Skyline Ridge. Mr. Henarde said it was a special opportunity to reflect and remember those who've served on both sides.
What I've found extremely humbling too is the recognition that's been acknowledged here for the people of Solomon Islands, not just those who came here to fight, but also the recognition of the Solomon Island people.
Today, delegates will gather for a ceremony at Bloody Ridge, where Japanese forces tried to overrun the American Marines defending the island's airstrip. In sport, the Silver Ferns ended their Commonwealth Games campaign on a high by beating England to claim bronze and reversed the result of their pool play loss to the hosts. Dame Nolene Taurua says leaving Birmingham without a medal would have been a bitter disappointment.
For us to go back home with a medal is massive, especially probably for that seven that was out there at the end. And probably the growth that I've seen in individuals, I keep saying the same thing, and their ability to be able to execute and deliver when it's under pressure, and I thought they did that really well.
New Zealand now has 48 medals, including a record 19 gold, and there could be more to come on the second to last day of the Games, as the women's beach volleyballers are in their bronze medal match. Dame Lisa Carrington has won her second title at the World Canoe Sprint Championships in Canada, taking gold in the K1 200. Yesterday, she won the K1 500. And Lydia Ko has finished in a tie for seventh at the Women's British Open in Scotland. That's the news.
Drip, 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 drip.
No one likes a dripping tap, dripping gutters, but what if that leak is a little closer to home? Many more men and women experience bladder leakage or incontinence than you'd imagine. Don't let it hold you back. Dry Sleeper in Mahara Place, Waikanae, have a range of products for all ages, including lovely, soft, absorbent cotton, washable and therefore eco-friendly nighttime underwear. Feel good knowing that this product will hold up to 350 mils of fluid over a four-hour period. Regain confidence, take control, and know that you aren't placing extra burden on our landfills. Call Dry Sleeper on 0800 374 753 or pop into the shop in Mahara Place, Waikanae, and see Karen during weekday business hours. That's Dry Sleeper, phone 0800 374 753.
Coast Access Radio weather. Courtesy of the Dominion Post.
Good morning, welcome to Monday. Monday the 8th of August, 8 minutes past 7. It's cooled down somewhat, but if you're heading south to Wellington City, blimey, very windy and been very wet there this morning. Hauriwhenua Kapiti today, cloudy with occasional rain and fresh south or southeasterlies in the region, aiming for a 12 degree high. It was 16 yesterday. Down to 8 overnight. Now for this week, a little cooler this week than yesterday. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with rain at times, fresh southerlies in 13. By Wednesday, partly cloudy southerlies 11. And then Thursday, partly cloudy southerlies in 10. Friday, fine, southerlies dying away and 11. Now heading into Wellington today, watch the heavy rain. Rain will be heavy at times, particularly about the eastern hills. Strong southerlies, gale in exposed places gusting 100k. 9 degrees, good luck. And for Palmerston North Manawatu today, periods of rain, southerly strong in exposed places and 13. If you're venturing near the water today, there is a storm warning in force for Cook Strait. But no wind warning for our inshore waters, our Kapiti recreational area inshore from Waitereri to Pukerua Bay and out to Kapiti Island till midnight. Southerly winds 15 knots, but 20 south of Kapiti Island, becoming southeast 10 knots, but 20 in the south this evening. Moderate sea in the south, cloudy with fair visibility and periods of rain, and a northwest swell of a metre easing to half a metre or less. Tomorrow, southerly 20 knots, rain at times, northwest swell of half a metre or less. Next tide on the coast will be low tide. It's high tide at about 20 past 5. It'll be low tide at 20 to 12. Following high tide will be just after 6 this evening on the coast. Sunrise at 19 past 7 and sunset will be at 5:33, 27 minutes to 6 this evening. We've got cloudy conditions, but there's some clear sky in places. I know parts of Hauriwhenua have had a good dumping overnight and early this morning, but generally it's dry at the moment, with a moderate wind from the south-southwest, 19 to 32 kilometres per hour, Met Service says. Pressure at 1,011, 79% humidity. Pukerua Bay on 7, 9 in Paikakariki, 9 in Otaki. Still showing 8.5 in Levin and 8 in Foxton and Shannon. Palmerston North was a light northerly when I last checked, 10 degrees, palmy. Now, Wellington City this morning, there's been some heavy rain in town, and that southerly wind, 50 to 85 kilometres per hour in the last few minutes. 5.5, but feels more like -1 in the city. Waikanae at the moment dropped a bit to 8 degrees, and Poroporamu 8.3. If you're heading south towards the city, it is quite wet and miserable into town and very blustery. As soon as you get over that Wainui saddle on Transmission Gully, bang, big southerly wind. So it's being buffeted quite substantially, so take care. And traffic starting to get fairly busy in places south of Tawa. I can see on the web cameras south of there through Churton Park and Johnsonville Newlands, moderate flows. Actually not too bad down the gorge at the moment. I've seen it much heavier down the gorge at this time of the day. Moderate to heavy coming in from the Hutt Valley and Petone. So beware, no reports of accidents or crashes, just the very strong wind gusts in places through towards Wellington City this morning. All roads are open. There's a possibility there may be some sleet and some light snow at the top of the Urimutaka Hill this morning, but so far it's all good. No problems on the desert road or other roads we monitor at this stage. So just take care. Continuing roadworks around the place, but all roads are open. Train services seem to be on time. Tanya said the Capital Connection sounded like it went through pretty much on time through Levin. Metlink services on schedule. I noticed at least one cancelled train from Plymouth this morning, but all the Waikanae trains are pretty much on time. Capital Connection coming down the line as scheduled. Buses are fine. Sume Chatham's got away this morning from Kapiti Coast Airport at 5 to 7. It's rare that they change the board online these days. She still shows as scheduled departing. Sounds Air changed their timetable by the looks of things, coming in from Blenheim just after 9:30 now, then back out at 10 this morning. Now, Wellington Airport on the big board, there could be some disruptions to Auckland flights. Actually, I'm surprised. I wonder whether the Air Chatham flight did get away, because they're talking again about fog in Auckland. Several flights have been delayed or disrupted in and out of Auckland, so just be a little wary of that. Apart from that, there's a Nelson flight now, NZ8305, due out at 5 to 9 from Wellington. That's now showing as cancelled. The Air New Zealand flight to Gisborne at 9:05, delayed till 10:15. And another one that was cancelled anyway, Air New Zealand NZ420 to Auckland at 10:45, cancelled. So just be aware of some services being disrupted because of the fog in and around Auckland, they say. Ferries at the moment are running to time. So that's it. Commuter information here at Coast Access Radio. Good morning. Welcome to Monday, 7:13. It is another Judith Durham tribute on this Monday, Monday.
Monday, Monday. Monday, Monday. Monday, Monday.
You're listening to Todd Zeta for Breakfast on Coast Access Radio, 104.7 FM.
I still need you there.
was 79, sadly passed away over the weekend. Understood that she was in palliative care. Health not the best. Judith Durham. With the Seekers, so many great Seekers songs of the 60s. And that song about sheep everywhere. 17 past 7 at Coast Access Radio. Welcome to Monday, Monday the 8th of August. Todd Zehner for breakfast. Fairly light sort of morning through parts of Kapiti, and there's been some good dumpings of rain in Wellington, even Hauruwhenua overnight early this morning too. There may be more to come, so take care. Hope your weekend went well. Whatever you got up to, managed to get out and about, get some fresh air. Check your lotto tickets if you played lotto online in Hauruwhenua, second division, my lotto ticket. Nearly $40,000. Nearly. Really, that much. 18 past 7, we'll catch up with Nigel Hopkins shortly. He's got a bit of local sport from the weekend. And the word of the day. And we'll check the birthday list as well for this 8th of August and today in history for you. Now, we've been talking about the Lions Club's spring fertiliser sale. I know a lot of people around Waikanae have received a flyer in their letterbox about the Waikanae Lions spring fertiliser sale and getting your orders in for various types of fertiliser. And there are other Lions clubs around the community also doing much the same thing, as well as Waikanae. I see the Lions Club of Levin Waipehu has their biannual spring fertiliser sale as well. They do this every 2 years, I believe. So maybe you also received a note in your letterbox, parts of Levin. Well, those orders need to be in by this coming Sunday, the 14th. So contact a Lion if you need your fertilizer. I like saying fertilizer that way. Shouldn't, but I do. So thank you, Lions Clubs. Appreciate it. 19 past 7 it is at Coast Access Radio. Did you know it's David Evans' birthday today? David Evans turns 61. He's part of this group. Did you know that? Happy birthday, David. David tells us it's going to be a beautiful day. Well, it will eventually when it decides to start. Oh, it's not going to do this again, is it? Oh, no. One of those sort of days. 19 past 7. David Evans is 61. Please play, if you wouldn't mind. I'd love to hear the song. Oh, well. It's going to be Abracadabra Kazam. Yeah, told you. Only took 20 seconds. David Evans is better known as The Edge. Ah. Not from that band, you silly sausage. 20 past 7, there you go. Fixed it. It's a beautiful day. David.
The heart is a blue. Shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck. And the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck. And you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend to take you out of this place. Someone you can lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful. Love is down.
Yes, happy birthday to David Evans, better known as The Edge, from U2 61 today. Beautiful song, U2, 24 past 7, Coast Access Radio. If you're heading towards Poroporomu Library today, have a look at the latest exhibition which is on in the library foyer, the Roderick and Gillian Dean Community Art Space from Dee Waring. Now, Dee Waring is a Kapiti Coast artist with an art exhibition which opened on Saturday, paintings and digital fine art prints. It's described as this: this exhibition is a personal response to the ambiguity and uncertainty of life at this moment in time, as well as Dee's ongoing interest as an artist in the places in between realism and abstraction and the real world and the worlds of her imagination. So go and have a look. You are more than welcome. Thank you, Dee. It's called the In Between exhibition, Poroporomu Library Foyer, and that's available until Friday week, the 19th. 24 minutes past 7, Coast Access Radio.
Hi, this is Jean from Kapiti Coast Property Management. Are you aware of all the legislation required with your investment property? Not just insulation and smoke alarms, but now heating, ventilation, moisture ingress, drainage and draft stopping. Let me manage these burdens for you. 18 years experience with great fees and service. Contact Jean on 027 682 5399 or check out the website on www.kcpm.co.nz.
Time is 25 past 7 now at Coast Access Radio. It is Monday. Not too bad a Monday here, but some rain around. If you're heading south into the city, very windy and wet conditions there. And minus one, apparently, it feels like, into the city. Nigel Hopkins is here to warm things up. Morning, Nigel.
That's cool. Kia ora. It's cool out there, but it's not too bad. And quite a nice sunrise this morning out over the back of Hemi-Matanga. It was a purpley sunrise, so that's a good sign, actually. I think we're in for a reasonable day.
It's that same sort of purple colour as you get in those jet planes, the sweets, the lollies about.
Not sure.
I like the purple ones.
Yeah. Anyhow, yes, we're going to get a bit of a cool blast, that's for sure. A bit of snow on the hill, I suppose, and Rimataka and out the back of Hemimatanga today.
Yeah, they're talking a bit about sort of sleety stuff and so on, and snow to low levels in the South Island. So.
Yes, I feel sorry for my granddaughters in Dunedin. Snow down to 100 metres.
Oh, come on, they're hearty. They'll be out there in shorts and jandals, probably.
Most probably. They don't wear a hell of a lot of gear, I can tell you that now. But, no, they're tough.
We have to be tough, I suppose. Tough just like the All Blacks, eh, Nige?
Yeah, okay. I don't know what's going to happen there, Toddy.
Well, there's only one thing that can happen, really. I mean, even if we win the second test, win the second test, there has to be some major, major changes. It's like running a business.
Yeah.
The business, unfortunately, is failing at the moment. And the only way you monitor it is with results. It's all very well the coach saying, it was one of the best performances we've had. But they lost by how many points?
Yeah, he sort of retracted some of those comments this morning, apparently.
Yeah.
Well, anyhow.
It's almost to the outrageous.
Does us good. Does us good.
Well, it might do.
Yeah.
I suppose.
And Dame No, Harua, she must be sitting on the knife edge too until they won last night, beating England. But England would be in the downers, wouldn't they, after they were expected to win the netball.
And the cricket.
And we won the cricket. So, you know, coach's job is impossible, really.
Well, Dame Nolien, as far as the Silver Ferns coach is concerned, I thought she just took it over as a caretaker.
Yeah, she took it on for 4 years, didn't she, in the end?
Did she take it on for that long, really? Yeah, she's doing well.
Now, the girls, they won last night, so I didn't expect them to win, to be quite honest, but then I thought to myself, well, England, yes, they will be down in the doldrums a wee bit, because they were expected to win. They played some good netball.
Yeah, more golds.
But that game, Australia and Jamaica, that must be coming up this morning, isn't it?
I haven't heard about that one yet.
That'll be a game and a half. Those Jamaicans, my goodness.
And what happened to the cricket? That was Australia and India as well. That must be on now. I must have a look
when I can
log into the computers somewhere.
Good way to finish off. And then we might get another gold this morning, might we, in the squash?
Oh, got that. I believe that's happened already, yes.
Yep.
With Joelle King and Paul Cole in the mixed doubles. I believe they've won gold.
Good.
So that's, isn't that great?
Hey? There's one more game to go, isn't it? Mixed ladies. Not mixed ladies, but the ladies.
The women's doubles.
Doubles.
Oh, right.
Yeah. They're playing, I think it's a bit later than that, tomorrow afternoon, is it?
Is it one more day of this to go?
It seems to be dragged out a wee bit, doesn't it?
It seems to go into Tuesday at home. Ah. Maybe it's a bank holiday or something in England. Right. That's why they've got it on the Monday. I don't know.
They had beautiful weather there, though, for the finals of the track events. Goodness gracious, and some exciting track events too.
Yeah.
So that was good and great. Our 1500 metre man coming through in 3:31. We haven't had anybody in that area for years.
No, that is good.
Apart from Nick Willis, of course, now and again he used to produce one, but a young guy like that, 21, boy, got a bit of future.
That's good.
Yeah.
There you go.
Sixth, he's only about half a second behind the winner, actually.
You've taken our minds completely off the rugby now.
Yeah, well, that's good. I haven't even seen the rugby. But I can tell you one. I shouldn't mention it. Taranaki got beaten by Northland, the lowest team yesterday at Pukekura Park in New Plymouth. We could have won the game. We had a penalty right out in front of the goalpost.
Mm-hmm.
It was about 20 metres out, and he missed it.
He missed it.
Oh, my goodness. But we shouldn't have been in that situation. But Taranaki, yeah, the winners last year. Right down the bottom.
Wellington won by just 2 points yesterday.
Did they? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Manawatu opened it up. A lot of people interested in that. Yeah, Canterbury, well.
Yeah,
Canterbury just being Canterbury, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. Mm. I turned that off after a while.
Yeah, good.
So it was not good to watch.
All right, more good news in local sport. We'll have that for you around 7:45. You go have a bit of a lie down and read the paper. That's a train going by, is it?
I can hear a train. Might be a freight train going through.
No, it's about right for Capital Connection.
Oh, right.
Should be good.
Yeah, we should mention Lisa Carrington. She won another gold.
Oh, yes, I know.
Yeah, it's two golds she got. We've sort of forgotten about her.
Why don't they have her sport at the Commonwealth Games?
Ah.
They don't, do they?
No, they don't.
Mm.
Anyhow, she's quite a star, isn't she?
Indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah, well done.
And Lydia finished, I think it was eighth in the end.
In the top 10 somewhere.
Yeah.
In her latest
event.
She
played pretty well.
Yep. All right, go have a lie down. 7:30 it is at Coast Access Radio. It's Monday.
The Minister for Pacific Peoples didn't mince his words, reminding Cook Islanders to speak their reo at all times. Peter Williams here opened the inaugural Kapanui Aotearoa Festival in Manukau on Saturday. He warns Pacific people will lose their languages at the expense of the English language.
As a result of our courtesies, our way of giving our love, our respect to others not of our race, that we in turn end up speaking English for their sake and lose language. On the weeks that we practice and are trying to lift our reo, please speak your reo.
Figures released to RNZ show only 9 nurses applied for residency in the first month of a new visa. Registered nurses were controversially excluded from a super fast-track path and can apply for residency only after working in New Zealand for 2 years. The Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment says 9 applied in July. Nurses organization Kai Whakahaere, Kerinuku, says 50 to 100 applications per month would be better. Former All Black and Ikalitahi captain Inoki Afeaki is putting his hand up for local body elections this year. He'll be standing as an independent for the Paekaukau seat in Wellington. Afeaki says governance is where he hopes to make a difference.
The things that are not happening for our people is at that governance level, and I've got to get in there. There's 33,000 people that live in that ward. The target to win, to get a seat to win, is only 4,000. So there's not many people vote to try and mobilise those people that can vote.
Eligible voters have until Friday to confirm their details before they can vote in October. New Zealand Defence Force personnel have remembered those who served in the Solomon Islands during World War II. The contingent, led by Defence Minister Honourable Pieni Henare, are attending commemorations to mark the 80th anniversary of the Battle of Guadalcanal at the US Memorial at Skyline Ridge. Mr. Henare said it was a special opportunity to reflect and remember those who have served on both sides. Today, delegates will gather for a ceremony at Bloody Ridge, where Japanese forces tried to overrun the American Marines defending the island's airstrip. Meanwhile, among the U.S. delegates attending the Guadalcanal commemorations is U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman. Her father served and was wounded in Guadalcanal between 1942 and 1945, where an estimated 30,000 lives were claimed. She says he suffered after becoming infected with jungle rot.
They were lost to the jungle, to the beaches, to the fathomless sea. Today, we remember the pain and strife that scarred the Pacific.
To sports, New Zealand has won his second gold on the penultimate day of the Birmingham Commonwealth Games, with Paul Cole and Joel King winning the squash mixed doubles title. They beat an English pair 2-0 in this morning's final. Cole won gold in the men's singles earlier at the Games. For more Pacific news and sport, go to pmnnews.co.nz.
Had a glass accident? Or perhaps the ranch slider doesn't. Slide, that is. The rollers don't roll. Are your windows sticky? Or are they leaky? Leaking cold drafts. Sounds like you need to call Simon of iGlaze. Simon is an NZQA accredited glazier. He does it all. Glazing, locks, rollers, hinges, seals, any and all windows, ranch sliders, glass maintenance, bathroom glass. He'll do it all. So give him a call. 021-211-770 or pop into Olive Grove and ask Fleur, hey, where's Simon of iGlaze?
Coast Access Radio weather. Courtesy of the Dominion Post.
Morena, good morning and welcome to Monday, the 8th of August, 25 to 8. It is actually, weather-wise, not as bad as it could be, to be fair, through parts of Kapiti anyway. The forecast is for cloudy conditions through the region with occasional rain and fresh south or southeasterlies. A 12-degree high only, 16 yesterday, down to 8 overnight. Now, for the rest of this week, tomorrow, mostly cloudy with rain at times and fresh southerlies, 13. Come Wednesday, partly cloudy southerlies 11, Thursday, partly cloudy southerlies and 10, and then Friday, fine, southerlies dying away and 11. Wellington City, rain, heavy at times about the eastern hills and strong southerlies gale in exposed places gusting 100k, 9 degrees in the city today. Ooh. And for Manawa 2, Palmerston North, periods of rain, southerly strong at exposed places and 13. Out to sea today. There's no wind warning for our inshore waters, but there is a storm warning in force for Cook Strait, so they're talking about 50-plus knots in Cook Strait today. The situation, a trough lies over the upper North Island through to tomorrow, while a strong southeast wind lies over the South Island and lower North Island. The trough moves away Wednesday, and southerlies cover most of the country. Then a ridge builds over the South Island on Thursday. So could be a messy couple of days in some places. Just take care. Sun's up. Sun rose at 7:19. It'll be 7:18 tomorrow, and sunset will be 27 minutes to 6 this evening. If you're going near the water, there's a northwest swell of a metre, easing to half a metre or less, and the tide will be low, 20 to 12 this morning, then high tide just after 6 this evening. Currently, mainly cloudy conditions here. As I say, not particularly too bad with the wind from the south-southwest. Pressure still 1,011, 78% humidity, 7 degrees for Pukerua Bay, but feels colder. Paikakariki and Ōtaki just hanging on to 9. 8 degrees, Levin, Foxton and Shannon, and 5 and a bit in Wellington City with a very strong southerly, and some heavy rain has fallen in the last hour or so. 7 degrees now in Waikanae, so that's dropped, and Poroporomu's just gone below 7. Fairly heavy traffic into town this morning. I can see on the various web cameras, if you are heading south into the city, wet conditions and heavy traffic again south of Tawa, through Churton Park, Newlands, Johnsonville, down the gorge. It's built up in the last hour or so, half hour. And very heavy coming in from the Hutt Valley and Petone as well. So just drive with care. A lot of people are saying it's very windy as you get south of about the Wainui Saddle on State Highway 1 Transmission Gully. But no reports of accidents or crashes or other major problems this morning, just the weather conditions. State Highways 1, State Highway 59 are all open. Other roads are open. State Highway 57, 56, fine this morning. There were reports of surface water and surface flooding around the Kuku area, around Manukau and Ōhau overnight early this morning, but most of that water seems to have subsided. But just take a wee bit of care. Could be some more rain coming. Apart from that, they're talking about just taking care also on the Rimutaka Hill Road. A fair bit of rain there, which could turn to sleet and snow. All clear on the desert road at the moment. Anything else, let us know. We'll keep monitoring through the morning for you. Trains pretty much on time. Sure, that was the Capital Connection going through, and the Metlink services out of Waikanae on time. One or two from Plimerton and Porirua may be cancelled, but the Waikanae services running to schedule. Buses replace trains tonight through to Wednesday night between Porirua and Wellington for scheduled maintenance. Local buses are fine. Hey, Chathams, did it get away at 5 to 7 this morning? I say that because they've had a number of flights disrupted in and out of Auckland again due to fog and foggy conditions, but it shows as scheduled. So Sounds Air flight coming in just after 9:30 from Blenheim, then going back out at 10 from Kapiti Coast Airport. Two or three cancellations on the board at Wellington. A Nelson flight at 5 to 9. NZ8305 showing as cancelled. The Gisborne flight delayed over an hour, and a couple of other cancellations and disruptions due to foggy conditions in Auckland. Ferries at the moment remain on schedule. There's our commuter information here at Coast Access Radio. 21:28. We'll check our schedules and programs at Nigel's Local Sport. Not too far away for this Monday.
You're listening to Todd Zehner for Breakfast on Coast Access Radio 104.7 FM.
The guy singing and breathing and bumping in this song was born on this date in 1933, no longer with us. Who is it? Joe Tex. Bit of disco, first thing Monday.
3 nights ago, I was at a disco. Man, I wanted to bump. I was praying to go. And this big fat woman bumped me on the floor. She was praying to go. That chick was praying to go. Man, she did a dip. Almost broke my hip. She was getting down. That chick was getting down. She wanted to bump some more. But I told her no. You don't knock me down once. You don't knock me down once. Said if you wanna dance, find you a big fat man. Y'all go and get on down. Y'all go and get on down. Ha! I don't bump no more with no big fat man. My seat.
Yes, that man, Joe Tex, in the music business, born on this date in 1933. Yeah, it's a fun song for a Monday, isn't it? Just watch what you bump into. 17 to 8 at Coast Access Radio, Monday, this 8th of August. And the Waikanae Service Centre should be back open today in the Waikanae Library. They were saying, they being the Kapiti Coast District Council, were saying it should be in operation again as of the 8th of August. And I can't see anything on their website that says anything to the contrary. The Waikanae Library, so all your normal council services should be in operation. I say should, can't check yet because they're not open. Check your lotto ticket as well if you purchased online. Porta Whenua, someone won nearly $40,000 in second division. Did you purchase online, Nudge?
No, I haven't had a lotto ticket for some time. I just don't worry about them now.
Yeah, I generally don't, unless the Powerball goes up to 10 million. 9 million's not enough.
Oh, right. Okay. So somebody got it locally, did they?
No, someone got second division in Horta Whenua.
Oh, that's good.
Yep. Yeah. 39,000.
Because they got it last week too, didn't they?
Yeah, I think there was one.
Yeah.
Was it Levin New World?
I'm going to move to Levin, I think, and buy some tickets.
Yeah.
I used to get them up there when I worked at Tatum from the Lucky Lotto store called Bar Street and Queen Street. I had a lot of luck through there, but, I say a lot of luck, smaller prices.
Was that Grant Tucker's old place? He was in one of those. Was he? Years and years ago?
I don't know.
The main highway there?
Yeah.
All right. 16 to 8, let's check our schedules and programs for today, our Monday morning show. Tanya's here. I think Nikki's going to be part of it as well today. Training exercise. So look forward to that after 8. Oh, no. Let them loose. I might go out for a couple of hours. Our political point of view program at 10:30. I believe it's Kapiti Councillor Gwyn Compton talking with us. Our folk music hour from Access Radio Taranaki at midday today, 2 o'clock. The Bridge Zone from Free FM Hamilton, the popular card game. A lot of people play that. And our program called The Journey Home, which we have on a Monday afternoon at 3 from Otago Access Radio, dedicated to inner awareness, holistic mental health. Called The Journey Home. Listening Room with Ken Young. Classical music at 4:30. Space Oddities from our friends at Radio Southland at 5:30. Earthwise, 6:30. Pete G's Hot Topic program at 7 this evening. Tim Rogers Country Show at 7:30. And our Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show at 9:30. And Supersonic 70s to round off your night. Jeff Dorsett at 11. More details on the website, coastaccessradio.org.nz. 14 minutes to 8, our local sport. A few bits and pieces happened over the weekend. We'll catch up with that in a moment with Nigel, thanks to Bohanna Motors.
Bohanna Motors, mobile service station, 24 Main Road, Waikanae, have been serving their community for 41 years and counting, and it's a service that counts. Whether it's on the forecourt, in the workshop, or in store, the team at Bohanna Motors will keep you moving. They pump diesel, 98, 91, have rock gas, LPG vehicle and bottle fill service. They stock Century vehicle batteries, tyre sales and repairs, an MTA approved workshop and warrant fitness inspections, a convenience store and even trailer hire too. For forecourt friendliness, car care and the extra mile with a smile,
Stop at Bohanna Motors, keeping the service in service station. Phone 293-6455.
Thanks to Bohanna Motors. Still a few cones I noticed outside there this morning. Not as many, though. They've moved a few from all those roadworks that are going on.
Oh, I thought you were talking about local sports.
Cones?
Yeah.
Well, right. It might be a chicane.
Yeah,
through
that's
there.
Right.
Who can go the fastest?
Yeah, that's dead right. Yeah. No, it's coming along slowly.
So is local sport, Nigel.
Right. Looking at the football results from the weekend, the Hauraunui Kapiti League Division 1 boys getting exciting here now. And the big upset, the Waikanae Jets beat the KCU Hearts, who have been winning everything, by 1-0. And big celebrations back at the Waikanae Club Rooms on Saturday night. And Otakipura Taitama just scraped home 1-0 against neighbours Manuka Huimai, and KCU Sopranos 3, Waikanae Strollers 0. So the points table is very jammed up. Coming to the end of the season, KCU Hearts have got a game in hand. They've got 18. Sorry, they've got 24. The Waikanae Jets are 23. The KCU Sopranos 21. Otakipura Taitama 17, Paikakariki Tuatahi 13, Waikanae Huimai 9, and the Waikanae Strollers 4. And Division 2, KCU The Force, they had a 2-1 win over Waikanae Wanderers, and KCU Bandits and Waikanae Wolves and the Waikanae Hawks and Paikakariki Cosmic Unicorns, I got no results from them. Whether they played or not, I'm not sure. And the two battling bottom teams, Manukau Tuakanatana, they had a great game, with Manukau winning 4-3. In the Wellington Capital One Division, ELE KCU Men came up with a 2-0 win over Lower Hutt to the delight of their faithful fans. ELE have now won 4 games out of 15, 2 draws and 9 losses. In Capital Two, the Waikanae's top men travelled to Masterton to play Douglas Villa Magpies and lost heavily 6-1. Waikanae, well, they've played 16, just won 4, drawn 2 and lost 10. And in the Women's Division Two, Wellington Leagues played yesterday, Otaki Women came up with a good win over Wainui Yamata Wildcats 3-0. And this has Otaki in second place after 8 games with 16 points. They have won 4, drawn 4 and lost none. And Island Bay Marcos leading the competition with 19 points with a game in hand. But the result from the Waikanae Lady Hawks playing third place stop out away, I don't like reading it out, but they lost 12-1. And the KCU Ultra Football Women's Capital Premier team, they had to settle for a 1-1 draw yesterday against North Wellington Premiers. After 12 games, KCU sitting second equal with Upper Hutt on 24 points. The leaders, Wellington United Sapphires on 36, they've won 12 out of 12 games. Now in rugby, Hauraunui Kapiti under-20 representative team had 2 great wins this weekend. The first game against Poverty Bay winning 45-12, and yesterday followed it up with a solid win over Wairarapa. The only loss was to Whanganui last weekend, which mean that the team finished second in this year's Hurricanes Heartland Under-20 Development Series. And in the pre-season warm-up game held at the Levin Domain Saturday, Hauraunui Kapiti came away with a 41-17 win over Central Hawke's Bay. And in racing, the Railway Hotel Racing Selectors, we had a good day. Out of the 9 races, we had 7 firsts, 3 seconds, 4 thirds, 3 Cornellas and 3 trifectas. The top divvy was $11.80, and we had a $7.90 first place. That was the win I had, and trifecta, $61.90. As I say, I picked the 125th Winter Cup Lord Darcy, which was expected to win, and it did, but a lot of people didn't bet on it. Won by a country mile and paid that $7.90. So it wasn't hard to pick the first 3 races, Toddy, because there's only about 3 horses in each race.
Yeah.
So we had to win that.
Yeah. Chris picked 1, 2, 3, 4, didn't he, in one race somewhere? I mean, didn't leave you much.
Yeah. One person rang me and said, well, you should only have one pick when there's only 3 or 4 horses in each race. Perhaps we'll better do that in future.
Yes.
But anyhow, I mean, by taking the first 3 or 4, you picked up the Quinella, the trifecta, and when one race didn't have 4 to finish, because it toppled over in the last hurdle. But, it was a good day, and you made some money out of it. One guy rang and said, I made money out of it, and thanks very much. So
That's
what we want to hear. So that's our local sports for Monday, thanks to Bohanna Motors here in Waikanae.
Right, you better give us a quick word then.
Oh, it's like that, is it?
Yeah.
The word today is, now you can pronounce it 2 ways, orgum or orgum. Now, should say ogum or orgum. It's O-G-H-A-M. Now, you can pronounce it O-G-U-H-A-M or A-W-G-U-H-M. So you can pronounce it either way. It's an alphabetical script used for inscriptions in archaic Irish. It's a loan word from the Irish Gaelic, but the history of the word becomes murkier and murkier the further back in time we go. So it's a popular hypothesis is that orgum comes from orgum,
Ma, and the name of a Celtic god who created this alphabet. So I won't go on because you're running out of time.
Yeah, O-G-H-A-M, so yeah. It's Ogham.
Well, you can say it either way. Ogham or Ogham. And Ogham was first recorded in English in the 1620s.
And what does it mean again?
Alphabetical script used for inscriptions in archaic Irish, a loan word from Irish Gaelic.
Okay.
But the history of this word, as I say, becomes a little bit murkier further back in time we go.
Oh, Celtic, okay. So there you go. Oh, thank you. Oh, gum.
Yeah.
I don't really like gum anymore. I used to get that licorice gum. I think it was called Black Cat years ago. I don't know how I got onto gum.
And it got into your teeth too. O-G-H-A-M. So thank it's Og-um or Orgum.
Og.
Whichever way you like to pronounce it.
All right, our local sport and word of the day. Always interesting at Coast Access Radio. 8 minutes to eight. The birthday list in Today in History momentarily.
Do you have a couple of hours a week, a fortnight, or even a month to give back to our community? The Cancer Society's Carpety Support Centre is desperately seeking some green-fingered volunteers. They have a beautiful garden that is a sanctuary for patients, volunteers and staff, but they need to maintain it. Now that we're at traffic light orange, they need some more volunteers to help fill the garden roster. If you enjoy being outside, then this may be the opportunity for you. Maybe you have some cuttings or plants you'd like to donate. Maybe you like pruning. Maybe you even like weeding. Maybe growing veggies for the community is something you'd like to support. Any questions, call Mandy on 2988514 or pop in and see them at 27 Carpety Road.
7 minutes to eight it is at Coast Access Radio, second Monday of the month. More importantly, today is the 8th of August. 8th
of the 8th.
What?
8th of the 8th.
8-8. Oh, it is too.
It is, yeah.
8-8. 8-8-22 today.
Yeah.
Happy birthday. A couple of people we know of celebrating birthdays today, Nige. It's Kirsten Hickman's birthday today. Well, we used to deal with Kirsten years ago, didn't we?
We did, years and years and years ago.
At that place.
Yeah.
And her dad, David.
Mm.
So what was that place called?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, that's the one, isn't
good.
It?
Yeah.
Around this area.
Good.
Happy birthday, Kirsten. Have a lovely day from all the family, thinking about you on your special day today. And old David Handysides, he used to run the cafe at Lindale.
He did indeed, yes.
I remember him.
That's right.
Gosh, I don't know where he is these days.
That's going back a fair few years too.
Yeah, a few haircuts. Well, he didn't have any hair to start with.
No, that's right.
Old Dave Handysides.
Yep.
So happy birthday if you know him. It's his birthday today. And on the rich and famous list today, did you know it's the Fed Express's birthday today? Roger Federer.
Roger Federer today.
Think he'll ever be back playing top line tennis?
He might do.
He's 41.
Yep.
No, still in...
Age is nothing.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, experience and skills.
Okay. Kane Williamson's birthday today as well.
Ah.
Kane Williamson is 32 today.
Mm-hmm.
32. He always was 20-something.
Right.
It's not bad, eh, Kane Williamson?
Well, you've got to come from 20 to get to 32.
He's going to play again for the Black Caps finally in the West Indies.
Right.
Coming week or next week.
Good on him.
David Evans, I mentioned him, the Edge from U2 is 61 today. Princess Beatrice...
Ah.
Is 30-something today.
Is she?
Yep. 30-something. And you know who Donnie Most is?
No, I have no idea.
Donnie Most is 69
right.
today. He was Ralph Malph in Happy Days.
I'll give you Dustin Hoffman. He's still going strong. 85.
Yeah, 85. How about that?
And then Phil Basley from the Statler Brothers. He's 83, still going strong.
Well, his name should be Statler then.
And Connie Stevens. Concetta Ingolia.
Oh, right.
She's 84 today.
Blimey.
Still going strong. So there's a couple of songs you can play, Tony.
Well, it probably is.
Yeah, right.
Keith Carradine is another one as well. Rory Calhoun.
Richard Anderson, the $6 million man.
Oh, he was in that. He wasn't. Yeah, that was Lee Majors. Yeah, that's right. He was the
26,
other guy.
Yeah.
And the great train robber, Ronald Biggs, was born on this date in 1929.
Especially still celebrating, isn't he?
And I've got one other New Zealander. I think she might be 79 or 80. Depending on what publication, I think she might be 79 today. So I'm going to play something from her shortly.
Right.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
As far as history goes, on this 8th of the 8th today, the Olympics opened in Beijing on this date, 2008. Do you know that?
The bird's nest. I've been into the bird's nest. Had a look around
there. Oh, did you?
Yep.
What's it made of?
Bird's nest.
Oh, okay.
Now it is.
Oh, right.
No, it's a very spectacular arena.
It's still there, isn't it? Yep. There you go. 2009, a plane and a helicopter collided above New York City. 9 people were killed on this date. 2009, and Richard Nixon announced his resignation as president for his part in Watergate. This date, 1974. Was that the date he go on TV and did it, didn't he?
I couldn't tell you, Toddy.
Yep. Therefore, I resign my position.
Right.
I think so. The refrigerator received a patent on this date in 1899.
Hmm.
What did you do before that?
Yeah, they put it down the well, like we did on the home on the farm.
Oh, right.
We never had a refrigerator. We put our butter and milk down in the bottom of the well.
Oh, blimey. And you might remember this. This date, 1979, the Abbotsford slip near Dunedin occurred.
Yes, that's
remember
right.
That was Abbotsford.
Big one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It killed a few, didn't it?
I don't know if it killed, but it certainly wrote off nearly 70 houses.
Right.
On this date.
Yep.
And strangely enough, I mean, I talked about Ronald Biggs and his birthday. The great train robbery actually took place on his birthday, on this date.
Planned it accordingly.
Yeah, 1963.
To celebrate.
The Glasgow to London mail train.
Ah.
That was 59 years ago today. It happened.
Yeah.
Anything else you got there?
Yeah, it's a very important day today for all our tennis players. It's Davis Cup Day today.
Oh, yes.
On this day in 1900, competition began for the International Lawn Tennis Challenge Trophy at Longwood Cricket Club in Brookline, Massachusetts.
Wow.
And donating the trophy was America's Dwight Davis. And he had been runner-up in 1898, so that was it. Davis Cup Day. And Thomas A. Edison of Menlo Park, New Jersey, patented the mimeograph machine. Now, what is a mimeograph, Toddy?
What is a mimeograph?
It copies papers, like the old fax machine. Thanks to the paper copiers and computer word processors, mimeographs machine used to be cranked by hand and later models were electric.
Oh, is that right?
Mm. Oh, well, I think we used to call them Banda machines here.
Was it the Banda machine? We used to get those at school and you'd just, they'd come straight off the Banda machine, you'd go, smell that methylated spirits.
And you had blue all over you.
That blue ink on that sort of brown paper.
Mm.
Remember that?
It wasn't great. Yeah.
How about that?
Bing Crosby became the first singer to record for the newly created Decca Records in this day, 1934.
How about that?
Rebecca Flack received a gold record for the single Feel Like Making Love.
All right.
1974. So that's me.
And the first electric sheep shears were demonstrated in New South Wales. This date, 1909. There you go.
Yeah.
So I'll leave you with this song because I believe the woman singing this, she may well be 79, born on this date, 1943, and you'll remember. Happy birthday to Dinah Lee.
Oh, maybe
with some Dinah Lee.
Blue Beat.
Well, not quite. Something a little different. Something a little different.
Okay.
All right, have a nice day.
Yeah, will do.
Keep thinking about the All Blacks.
I'll go home watching rugby.
Tanya and Nikki are here. Can you hear them in the background, Nigel? Yep. I can hear them even with my headphones on.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, boy. Imagine what they're going to be like on air after 8. I look forward to that. Have a nice day.
Don't make me lose my mind. Yeah, please stop. And now you look so dark.
This program is made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.